tell us a little bit about how this idea came across?
Sure. Well, I'm actually really conscientious in terms of environmental issues and concerns in Australia. And so it just naturally sort of came up in my arts practice, doing a Doctor of Visual Arts and just finishing that. And I guess as a woman, as a white woman, sort of coming from a colonial culture, I was very mindful of that and going, well, how far back can I go with this? And of course, it goes right back to British invasion and colonisation of Australia. So I began to research and look at the different ideologies and practices that were sort of introduced from those colonial and early settler days. And it just sort of progressed from there.
Right, okay. And so what was Banksia before it was Banksia stems from a lot of very academic theory, as you just mentioned. How does this link between academia and visual art work for you?
Sure. Well, what it was, essentially the theoretical framework that I chose in particular was the idea of ecofeminism, which challenges those male ideas of domination and power. And it's the way that, you know, those sorts of ideologies are enforced onto the land and the landscape and the natural terrain. And then the idea of, ecofeminism and ecological thought, which understands we are an intrinsic part of nature. We're not separate. We are a natural part of. And so what was a Banksia before it was a Banksia? By looking at those colonial ideologies and those continuing colonial assumptions, what I wanted to do was challenge not just the notion of history, but those practices and ideologies which still continue to underpin those attitudes in contemporary Australia today. And so by that the title, What Was a Banksia Before It Was a Banksia, it's asking people, well, what was the knowledge that existed prior to British invasion and colonisation? And then we start to look at, and what I wanted to introduce was those cross-cultural narratives and the knowledges that belong to the original inhabitants, the traditional owners of this ancient land, and start looking at those different knowledge systems. And by looking at the difference in those knowledge systems, it sort of then begins to question, well, how can white Australians begin to change their relationship to the natural terrain to make it more sustainable? And for me, that's where, you know, again, challenging those sorts of ideas.
And speaking about sustainability, one of those concepts you look into is the Anthropocene. How has this influenced your work of late?
It's influenced everything. It's now central to my practice. I think in the last 3 years, I've begun to really understand, because being white myself, I have those, you know, that natural cultural blindness within myself. So it was when I was actually going out and doing artist residencies out in Bantwa, which is Aranda country in central Australia, and beginning to, understand the wider implications. When you start looking at the Anthropocene, that's actually a whole other narrative in itself, because the Anthropocene is still a Western concept and still just really deals with Western ideas. It doesn't actually look at cross-cultural narratives and ideologies again. So that was something that I began to realise as well. So I've sort of kept it more the Anthropocene / climate change narrative, and looking at ways that we can begin to address that in contemporary Australia. And I think for me, we need to look at those regenerative practices, which can only come by engaging in dialogue with Indigenous peoples, and because the wealth of knowledge that they have obviously stems back at least 65,000 years prior to British invasion and colonisation. And I think collaboration is the key here to address those issues. And I think things like the Murray-Darley Basin is a good example of how Indigenous voices have been excluded from those dominant forms of discourse, and they're the voice and the knowledge that we need so desperately today. And so these are all the things that are constantly churning around in my arts practice. For example, the Banksia itself is made out of discarded materials. Again, for me personally as an artist, I need to be mindful of my own carbon footprint. And so using discarded materials helps me to sort of minimise that impact. You know, we're already living in a world that's so full of stuff, but then those deeper meanings and looking for those practical, logical solutions in terms of long-term management, land management solutions, which again can only come with working with Indigenous peoples. I think that's where it is for me.
No, I completely agree. Returning to Indigenous knowledge is definitely in the dialogue at the moment. And so I guess the most important question, Susan, is what was a Banksia before it was a Banksia?
And this is the question. I still don't know. In terms of, again, it's just to raise those sorts of questions and go, well, what is it? I think that's the beautiful thing about art. Art is not about trying to find the answer to anything. I think art is crucial in raising those questions so that the answer comes in terms of the viewer themselves. It's just like, well, what answer do they need to find for themselves? And I think that's where art has this incredible way of, you know, reaching out and making contact with the viewer, and for the viewer to understand, well, they need to, you know, you need to start thinking about this, and what does it mean for you? And that's where art is able to reach an audience in a way that no other thing can, I think.
For sure, in the eye of the beholder, indeed. And so, Susan, just lastly, when and where can we catch the exhibition?
Yes, well, super honoured to be exhibiting with the crew down at Gaffer Gallery, which you'll find at 281 in Clarence Street in Wallamaloo in Sydney. And I do believe the dates are the 18th until the 29th of July.
Fantastic. Well, Susan, big congratulations, and I hope the exhibition goes well. I hope to head down myself. And thank you so much for your time today on the show.
Super honoured, Julia. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye.